That's what our sermon is, the mighty God. Our mighty God. Is he your mighty God?
Yes.
He's my mighty God. All of my life, I can see how the Lord has kept me and worked in my life and taken care of me. It's precious. Praise the Lord. Let's ask the Lord to bless the word. Father, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you so much for your love for us, Lord. Oh, how precious you are. Just believing you that this word of God will go forth in power and will be a blessing to all of us here today. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. How many times do you think it uses the word God in the Bible? I'm one of those people that count things. All right? It's spoken 4,473 times in the Bible, Old and New Testament. It says the word God. I would think that the book of the Bible is a book that wants to emphasize that God is the maker, the creator of all things. God sent his son to die for us. God is real. God is real. He is. He's so faithful. He loves us and he's watching over us. Praise the Lord. All of us, I think, know Genesis 1:1. What does that say? Let's say it together. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the next verse, of course, the earth was without form and void. So beginning of the creation. Other scriptures say that Jesus the Son created all things. We find that in Colossians 1:13-17. And if you would like to read that and verify what I'm saying, that's just fine. Praise the Lord. The Father and the Son of God are part of what we call the Trinity. And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit all work together on things in our lives. Our God, God the Father, made provision for us that we might be saved by sending his only begotten Son to the earth to die for our sins. Oh, praise the name of Jesus that he did all of this for us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Father and the Son were in perfect union together and are even yet today. The Son of God right now, Jesus, is sitting at the right hand of God, is what the scripture says, on a throne at the right hand of God. One of these days when he comes back, he's going to be the number one, won't he, for a while. He'll be the Messiah that's coming, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Remember that in the Genesis 1:26, it says there, let us make man in our image. And so God, that's what God decreed, that he would make man in his image. Praise the Lord. People have seen visions of Jesus. Of course, Jesus Christ came down here and was born in a human body like we are. And so God made man in his image. They were and are one in character. God the Father, God the Son are in perfect communion, complete. Everything is according to the plan. There's no division. And God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. How thankful we ought to be that we have a God that's so great. In Job 36:5, I'm not having you turn anywhere just yet, but in Job 36:5, it says there, Job says, behold, God is mighty. God is mighty, and he despiseth not any. God does not despise anybody. Isn't that a thing? That's wonderful. He's always trying to work in the hearts of his people and in the people that don't know him yet as their Savior. He's always working, trying to work in them. And it says in the latter part of the verse, he is mighty in strength and wisdom. Behold, God is mighty. He He despises not any. The Bible in the New Testament says God is love. And in him there is no darkness at all. God is for us. He is mighty and strong. And all of us, we go through trials and tests in life. And I know a lot of times the old enemy will come in and tell us things like God doesn't love us and God isn't watching, God doesn't hear our prayers and all that. That's all false. God does hear every single prayer we utter. He loves us, our mighty God, as he was called there in that verse that I just read. I want us to notice what the word mighty means now. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew originally, and the New Testament was written in Greek. So I'm glad that we have it in English so we can understand what it says. The word mighty, though, the way that it can be translated into what it means, this is it. It means of power. That's the kind of God we worship. God is a God of power. He's the one that created all things, created this earth, created salvation for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. It means to be strong. It means to be valiant. Valiant in the Bible speaks of being stout-hearted, in other words, brave and able to help. And that's what God, our God is. He is brave and able to help us no matter what the trial. He's got it. He'll take care of it if we just cry out to him and seek him about helping us. He wants to hear our voice. You know that? He wants to hear us say, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The word mighty also has a word of meaning of heroic. Our God is heroic. Look what he did. He sent his son to die for us. There was no doubt in his mind what was going to happen. He knew exactly what was going to happen. The plan was that Jesus would come and die for our sins. And that was all according to the plan of God. Turn with me to Psalm 106. We're going to read Psalm 106. In Psalm 106, we're going to just read one verse, but we're going to read another psalm, the whole psalm. I won't tell you that the psalm I'm going to read just got 99 verses. No, that's not right. I'm just kidding you. In Psalms 106, verse 2, notice this. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Who is it? Who is there? Anybody here today that can tell me all the wonderful things that God does? All his mighty works, just explain it all. Is there anyone here today that can do that? We don't even have the vocabulary, do we, to actually explain how good God is and how gracious and wonderful he is. He's so faithful to us. Let's turn now to Psalm 150. Psalm 150. This one, this psalm only has six verses. And one of the main things that it says in this psalm is about praising God. And I don't want you to praise the Lord that it only has six verses. It's going to be short-lived, huh? But in verse 1, notice what it says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praising him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. In the times of David, who wrote a lot of these psalms, they had all kinds of instruments that they played in worshiping the Lord. I've been in a few meetings, like camp meetings, different kinds, where people brought all their instruments, and we played all kinds of instruments for the glory of God. So we don't have that many instruments here, but when we pray, when we play these instruments up here, guitar, piano, or this one over here. It sounds like an organ. It sounds like a lot of other kind of things if you punch the buttons. But praise the Lord. All of these are in worship of the Lord, in worship and praise of God. I think we don't ever want to be doing it just to show people that we can do it and get glory for ourselves. It's for praise and for worship, as we see here in this place. Now, the word praise, I think we know that, what it is. Oh, praise you, God. Thank you for helping me. That's praise, okay? It means to shine. This is what it means in the Hebrew. To make a show. Okay, how many of us, the Lord does something wonderful for us and we kind of go about and we don't think about it much? That can happen, you know, in our life. Something God does that is so miraculous that he takes care of us and we don't even think to thank him for it, you know, to praise him for it. So it means to shine, to make a show. It means to boast and to rave and to celebrate. I think this is beautiful. To commend and to glory. Just, oh, praise the Lord what he did. Praise the Lord. He was faithful. He was here. He was in our midst. He healed the sick. He touches people when they're sick and we pray. Glory to God. God is good. Hallelujah. Look in Isaiah 9:6. This is a prophecy that we have talked about quite a bit. It's a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ who would come, about the child that will be born. Isaiah 9:6. Praise the Lord. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." And so these are different names and things that are said of the Lord Jesus. He's the Mighty God. Didn't he show forth that when he was here on the earth? You see, he's God the Son. There's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But Jesus Christ manifested being God as he healed the sick and raised the dead and all of the things that he did. Fed 5,000 people with just the little fishes and the little pieces of bread that little kid brought along with him for his lunch. All those things, those showed how mighty our God is. I hope everyone here today has had an experience with God, that you've seen the mighty power of God, because there's nothing like it just to see the powerful, wonderful, mighty God. And in the Hebrew language, it means powerful. It means champion. Be a champion. Our God's a champion. He wins things. He does things. He's active. He's a mighty one. He's a valiant one. And Jesus came to show that mighty character of God the Father. Jesus Christ showed that in his life. Came a blind man, couldn't see. He just healed him. There came up a poor woman that crawled on the ground and tried to touch the hem of his garment. He healed her. See, he was showing his might. His Father spoke out of heaven and said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Praise the Lord. Another time God spoke and told the disciples, "This is my Son, hear him." Because they were kind of doing another thing that wasn't really of God, wanting something else. Praise the Lord. And so Jesus Christ showed his godly character by his miracles. No other man could have done that. You and I can't do that. We can't raise a dead person. We can't heal a little girl that died. But the Lord Jesus could do all of those things. He produced bread and fish to feed 5,000, as I read. He stilled the waves on a terrific storm that could have capsized them. He walked on the water. Isn't that amazing? Praise the Lord. And then he rose up from the grave. He rose up from the grave. Hallelujah. In Habakkuk 1:12, it says, "Art thou not," I have to turn my page to see what it says. from everlasting, O Lord, my God, my Holy One. How old is God? He's from everlasting. We really don't know exactly what happened before, between verse 1 and 2 of the book of Genesis, chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, but the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. We don't know what happened there. It's kind of amazing to think about. Think about our God, the Holy One. Think of the miracles that God has performed. God has performed miracles for me. God has performed miracles for you that you maybe don't even realize was a miracle that God did. He did something marvelous. Praise the Lord. He's showing he is God. And you know what? When he does something for us, he's showing that he's my God. He's showing that he's your God. He's your faithful God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Some in the Bible called him my God. If you read along, you'll see someone will say, my God did so-and-so, my God. And others said, he is the God of my father. These were some that were spoken by Israel. They called God my God. Sometimes they said he was the God of our father. Praise the Lord. Moses said, after God led them across the Red Sea, the Lord is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Praise the name of the Lord. There are numerous times in the Old Testament, if you want to just check on it, many, many times people called him our God. He's our God. Don't limit what our God can do. He is a very faithful, wonderful God. Apostle Paul, how many times do you think Apostle Paul would call him my God in the writings? He wrote 14 books in the New Testament. How many times did he call God my God? Seven times. Seven times in his writings he said, my God will do so and so. You can say that. If you know God, you know Jesus, you've received the Lord, you can say, my God is for me. One scripture says, if God be for us, who can be against us? See, he's the God. What relationship do you have with God? Is he your father, God? Have you received Jesus as your Savior? Is he your father? How about God, my provider? That's in the scripture. God, my provider. How many times he's been my provider? We've had some times in our life when my husband and I were different places where we had very little to live on. One time we were so short of money that we'd buy our baby's food first, and then if we had money left over, we'd buy things for ourselves. But that's how, you know, God was so faithful and brought us through those trials. How about God, my Savior? That's another way in the Bible that it says, God is my Savior. That means you received the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and he has saved you. How about God, my life? He wants us to know who he is. He does. He doesn't want to just say, oh, yeah, he's up there somewhere. But how about the King and Lord of my life? He's the King and the Lord of my life. All the blessings of God are ours. Do you know that? God has made provision, and especially when we know Jesus is our Savior, every good thing that comes from God our Father is ours. What a wonderful blessing. All blessings of God are yours as a believer in Christ and a child of the living God. God is your Father. Praise the name of Jesus. Just think of God. You know, we know that there are times that he really showed vengeance against people and other things to show his displeasure. But how often do we think about these phrases? Now, this is another phrase in the Bible. God is love. Remember that? God is love. I remember memorizing that when I was a real small child. This is not a whole verse, but I had to memorize a verse. So God is love. God is my refuge and strength. What a verse that is in the Psalms. God is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Psalms 145:19. He is good, and his mercy endures forever. 1 Chronicles 16:34. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Psalm 27:13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good gifts to all those who ask him? What kind of God do you have? I have a wonderful God. My God, our God. Let's say that, our God. How about my God? He's my God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is our strength and refuge in time of trouble. What a wonderful person to have in our life. Sometimes we go through trials and tests that are very, very hard, and we just think, oh, we just can't stand it, you know. But the Lord hasn't asked us to stand it. He has asked us to depend on him. Cry out to him for help. And he will give us that help that we need. I tell you stories about my life sometimes, but I'm not going to do that again this morning. Many, many things have happened to me in my life. But God was always right there. And he is. He is always with us. He is our Father. He loves us. And Jesus Christ is our Savior. Praise the name of Jesus.